It's been talked about for some time, but going by the news over the last 12 to 24 hours, it looks like as if it is finally going to come to pass. Translink's new proposed development to replace the Europa Bus Centre and the Great Victoria Street train station complex, going to be known as the Transport Hub. Chris Conway is Translink Group Chief Executive. Chris Conway, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well. This has been reported on for some time. I remember Jamie DeLargy doing a story on UTV about it years ago. And finally, with all the delays and holdups, it looks like as if it is now going to happen. Is that a guarantee?
Well, we're very pleased at this stage that we've received planning approval from the Department for Infrastructure. And obviously, that's a key milestone for us and a key step forward. There are lots of steps that we still need to take, but that's one of the key steps, is to get that approval.
And for people who aren't totally familiar with what you're going to be doing and where you're going to be doing it, just give us an idiot's guide of that Belfast area.
Well, the Transport Hub itself is a major interchange for bus and rail across Northern Ireland. It'll create a modern sort of progressive rail and bus connection in Belfast, but also connecting all our GOLD line and our rail network right across Northern Ireland and beyond. And it's designed to be sort of fully inclusive for everyone, a very impressive facility for Belfast, but also will act as a catalyst for regeneration of the local area, which we're calling Weaver's Cross, and that will help to regenerate this part of sort of southwest Belfast and create a multi-use redevelopment space for offices, some residential, retail, and really create a place for people to come and work in and live in.
And will it stretch right along what looks like almost like wasteland now? I know you're using a lot of it for parking vehicles and for doing other sorts of work, but it looks a bit dishevelled at the moment. Is that all going to be part of it?
Yes, it is. It's a 20-acre site which stretches really from Durham Street, I suppose, just between Durham Street and Great Victoria Street, and then across to Grosvenor Road and then out to the West Link. And that stretches out the whole extent of the site.
And when would you expect it to be somewhere that we'd be going to meet a bus on one of the 26 stands or the 8 railway platforms or visiting the public area concourse? When would you expect us to be doing that?
Well, we would, with planning approval now, and there's a number of steps we still have to go through in the planning process, we would hope to start the enabling works later this year, and that's all the site preparation type works later this year. And after that, it's about a 5-year build process. So we would be looking at the end of 2024, early 2025 to have the development completed. Now, there will be an earlier stage in that when the station will be open, but then there's a lot of public realm work that will be done around the site as well. The new saltwater square, for example, to be constructed, and that will take some time to do after the main construction is finished.
I see someone asking, will the very large multi-storey car park close by, will it be knocked down or will it be replaced?
Well, the car park in the wider area is part of a further planning application, so to do with the outline plan. So this planning application that's been approved is for the station itself, and then we will get into how we master plan the wider area, and that will be part of a further planning submission.
And creating, I would say, considerable jobs, especially in construction in the next 5 years.
Yeah, we will see over 400 jobs being created during the construction phase, and then we will see ongoing employment in the wider development being constructed as well. And then as we bring in office blocks and residential areas, there'll be opportunities for people to live and work in the area and to regenerate the area too. So more people living and working in the area and creating jobs in the local area as well.
It certainly seems like a mammoth project. Chris Conway, thanks very much for your time this morning. Thank you. Translink's
welcome, Frank.
Chief Executive. 0289 0333 105, the ever-changing face of this city.